KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy. We currently have 57 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The forecast for today is calling for partly sunny skies, a high around 82. In the news, the two major party candidates for Iowa's U.S. Senate seat met face-to-face in an hour-long debate early Sunday evening, touting their rural Iowa roots and questioning their opponents' loyalties. Republican Joni Ernst grew up on a farm near Red Oak. Democrat Bruce Braley grew up in a small eastern Iowa city of Brooklyn, where his dad ran the grain elevator.
I have not left my rural roots, but I think, Congressman, you have left those behind in your beltway ways.
I have never forgotten where I came from. That's why I voted to pass a five-year farm bill.
Each candidate accused the other of being beholden to special interests who are financing thousands of dollars worth of ads to try and sway Iowa voters. Braley accused Ernst of being beholden to Oklahoma billionaires who made their money in the oil industry.
Congressman Braley, you're not running against these other people. You're running against me. You are being funded by Tom Steyer, who is a California billionaire extreme environmentalist.
Ernst also accused Braley of doing the bidding of President Obama and Harry Reid, the Democratic leader in the U.S. Senate. Braley countered with this.
Senator Ernst would have voted to shut down the federal government with Ted Cruz. She's called President Obama a dictator and thinks impeachment should be on the table.
Congressman, you threatened to sue a neighbor over chickens that came onto your property. You're talking about bipartisanship. How do we expect as Iowans to believe that you will work across the aisle when you can't walk across your yard?
It's just not true. I never threatened to sue anyone. It's not true.
That exchange came near the end of the debate. Both began by stressing a message to appeal to independent voters. Braley repeatedly tried to tie Ernst to the so-called Tea Party.
I'll work with anyone who has a good idea that's good for Iowa. I'm a bridge builder, not a bridge burner.
Ernst told the audience that she provided voters a clear contrast with Braley.
I believe Washington is taking our country in the wrong direction. And for the past 8 years, Congressman Braley has been there.
No, the two candidates broke no new policy ground on the issues like minimum wage and immigration. Braley charged Ernst co-sponsored legislation in the Iowa Senate that ultimately would wind up banning abortion, certain forms of contraception, and in vitro fertilization. Ernst said she will support life, but she also believes in a woman's right to contraception. Last night's debate was sponsored by the Des Moines Register and broadcast live on KCCI-TV in Des Moines. Two people were arrested on drug charges over the weekend in Creston. According to the Creston Police Department, 18-year-old Sydney Lynn Sanders of Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, and 18-year-old Leah Noelle Stroh of Crive were arrested at the Union County Jail on possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Both women were taken into custody around 11:20 p.m. Saturday and later released on $1,000 bond each. Last Friday, 24-year-old Rachel Marie Tucker of Creston was arrested by Creston police on a Union County warrant for violating the terms of her probation. Tucker was being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail. And this morning, 24-year-old Jonathan Scott Robeson of Creston was arrested just before 4 a.m. on a warrant out of Missouri for a probation violation. Robeson was being held without bond in the Union County Jail awaiting extradition to Missouri. Elsewhere in Iowa news, authorities are investigating two attempted kidnappings in the same county. Des Moines television station KCCI said the Webster County Sheriff's Office received two reports on Sunday, one in the town of Gowrie, the other in the town of Dayton. Sheriff James Stubbs says two girls were targeted in separate instances. One is between the ages of 5 and 6. The other is between 12 and 13 years old. Stubbs says both children are okay. Witnesses described a white-colored vehicle in both reported kidnapping attempts. Authorities said they weren't able to give a description of the suspect, but they're conducting interviews and hope to provide more information. Iowa City police are looking for a man who robbed a convenience store and then forced an employee to leave with him. Police say the robbery at Gatsby's in southern Iowa City was reported around 6:40 a.m. Sunday when an employee hit a panic alarm. The suspect entered the store, displayed a handgun, and demanded money. The suspect then forced the employee to leave in the employee's 1999 Ford Explorer. A few blocks later, the employee fought to escape and was pushed from the moving vehicle. The employee sustained only minor injuries. Police are asking anyone with information about the robbery to call Crime Stoppers at 319-358-8477. An 81-year-old Iowa man who went missing has been found safe after a chance encounter with an off-duty Iowa State Patrol trooper. The Muscatine Journal reports William Morgan of Muscatine was found Sunday at a campground near the Coralville Reservoir. Morgan, who suffers from dementia and Alzheimer's disease, went missing Friday after going to a doctor's appointment in East Moline, Illinois. Authorities had searched the area on Friday. One official who helped with the search, Iowa State Patrol Trooper Jesse Hernandez, was off duty and fishing at the Coralville Reservoir on Sunday when he noticed a van that looked like Morgan's. Hernandez contacted an on-duty trooper, Dave Hughes, and they eventually found Morgan sitting on the ground by the campground's entrance. Morgan was later reunited with his family. Two people died in separate crashes Sunday morning in central Iowa. The state patrol says 26-year-old Scott A. Trimble of Davenport died in a crash near Colfax at around 2:50 a.m. on Interstate 80 westbound in Jasper County. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Authorities say Trimble was traveling eastbound and fleeing from law enforcement in a 2014 Lincoln when he lost control of the car after it hit stop sticks that were set down earlier by Mitchellville police. The car vaulted through the median and into the westbound lane where it collided with a 2013 Freightliner truck driven by 52-year-old Michael T. Grodowski of Lake in the Hills, Illinois. Grodowski was not injured. Steve Miller, a passenger in Trimble's vehicle, was injured, though, and transported by ambulance to Skiff Hospital. Police say it didn't say why they were pursuing Trimble. The other accident happened in Polk County at around 8 a.m. Sunday. The State Patrol says a 2014 Chevy Cruze driven by 55-year-old Linda Neubauer of Des Moines was traveling north on Northeast 56th Street and failed to yield for a stop sign. Her car was hit by a 2013 Ford Taurus driven by 64-year-old Nancy Bine of Bondurant as she was traveling west on Northeast 78th Avenue. Neubauer, whose car was hit on the passenger side, died at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Bine was injured in the crash and also transported to Methodist. A report on her condition was not immediately available. The accident remains under investigation. Authorities in eastern Iowa say a man has been hospitalized after flipping his snowmobile while driving on grass. The Linn County Sheriff's Office said 51-year-old Bradley Irish's injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. They said the Cedar Rapids man was riding a snowmobile in Toddville late last week. The vehicle flipped and landed on top of him. He wasn't wearing a helmet at the time of the accident. The Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause of that wreck. And Cedar Rapids police say a woman walked away with only minor injuries after her driving her car off of an overpass. The accident happened Sunday evening on Interstate 380. The woman told police she fell asleep at the wheel. The vehicle landed upside down and debris was scattered along the roadside. Police say she walked away with cuts and bruises. They say she was driving without a valid license and that unspecified charges are pending. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.